want a mind share of customers with excellent product and excellent support, that will continue to be the trademark. How product evolve, technology emerge, customer requirement evolve, so new competitors are becoming strong and quickly. I mean, we have to adapt to the company. This is why this turnaround has been so pervasive in the company. And it touches all the business, touched all the business units.
Systems integration seem to be two different businesses out there. One is a further end of consulting business where I come in and tell you, you know, I say, look, I've got this problem. You say, well, you need this kind of, you know, this kind of server and this kind of this kind of that. I'll design it for you. That's not really, that's the business you were sort of in before.
Well, our focus before was really to be competitors to the EDS and Anderson and their own system and Capgemini, etc. Now we have become partners of them, which we very seldom will become the prime contractor on company that have a blank sheet of paper and said, what do I do? Because normally they want to deal with somebody that is vendor independent. Uh-huh. But when it comes to actually doing the integration, as I said, in networked multi-vendor environment, our system integration capability is probably second to none. And that's a different kind of skill.
It's more network integration.
It's more technical network, multi-vendor product integration.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we have some specific skills, of course, in specific areas. For instance, I mean, if you look by industry, you know, Digitec is extremely strong in manufacturing automation, which means even our SI capability in manufacturing automation is very strong. It's just an example. Telecommunication is another one.
You don't sit down with a blank sheet of paper.
Sometimes we are asked to do that, but we tend not to focus on it.
Moving away from that. Is there any, it's always interesting to get recollection. You coming from the outside, is there any sort of defining times or moments or things where you really saw the situation turning or changing or, crises out of which something, some change had to come?
One of the most interesting moments, I think, was, let's talk about the last year. The first year, I mean, there were a number of moments, but this is going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that even, honestly, after our very bad quarter in Q3 of last year, the company had an enormous amount of self-doubt. How do we get out of this? What have we done wrong? Can we go out quickly so that we retain the confidence of our shareholders, our customers, our employees, etc. And I think that one of the moments that was more important, not only for me, but I think for the company, was when in July we laid out in very great detail how we were going to get out of this mess, which actions we were going to take, how many people we had to downsize, what kind of talent we had to bring into the company, what kind of organizational scheme we were going to change within the company. And we outlined that we couldn't get from where we were to where we wanted to be unless we had a very focused target by quarters. And at the end of a 2 days meeting, the top 150 managers, personally described all this with a few people who were involved, of course, with me. And at the end of the 2 days meeting, the people were totally signed up and saying, that's the right thing. I believe that we can do it. And you have our commitment. And this is exactly what I
Is it here?
Yeah, in Boston. So that was a very important moment, because I think it was the moment in which in the core business the company saw the light at the end of the tunnel and said, okay, if we do that we can really get out of this problem. Now, of course it was a strong point with our technology, our customer, but you know, you have a number of leverage points. So that I would say was
how closely did you follow the plan?
Very close. Very close. We're still on target today. Mm-hmm.
So you're still on target for break-even?
Well, we'll see. I'll take it in
July.
And the end of July. We'll know by the end of June. I'll tell you at the end of July.
It's always a nice lag.
Yeah, when we announced it, it was almost a dream. Now we are within the reach of the dream. Mm-hmm. Now, once we do that, the real job starts, so it's not the end of the journey. So you always have to rally around a very specific target.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it almost seems as though what you've really done is brought the company sort of trying to rectify some mistakes that were made, you know, starting 4, 5, 6 right. years ago, and sort of in a very short period of time brought the company to, in some senses, where some of the rest of the industry was a few years before you. But now you've really got to sort of bring it forward from here.
Right. Well, this is the, I wouldn't characterize the mistake of the past. We failed in certain areas of the company to adapt to the changing environment. You cannot, since a few years ago our stock was 199, you cannot afford to digital at that time. Whatever we were doing right. So,
or else the stock market was...
Yeah, also totally it was crazy, but you know, our P&L was showing that we were doing the right. I think we did fail to adapt to the reality. Now I don't think that we are at parity with the others. I mean, we have, as I told you, a lot of work to do, but you know, so does Compaq and HP. And that's, I mean, the work is never done by anybody. We have areas in which we are still below our competitors. We are still improving. Technology is not one of them.
So one of the key areas we really feel like you've got another way to
do. In terms of the organization of the company and the logic of how we are going to go to market, with the account business unit on one side, the system business unit on the other side, the PC business unit next to it, the service organization, the component division, I think that we have a very good business model. So I think from that standpoint, we are probably deployed, with a few exceptions, in a way that is probably more advanced. To some of our competitors, if you consider the forthcoming evolution of the information technology. Having said that, we do have a tremendous amount of work.
Give me a couple of areas where you think.
For instance, to have an organization like the account business unit, which is totally focused in providing a strategic set of accounts, all the product and all the services of the company, not tied to any product, any geography, or any industry, but having as a focus the accounts and bringing together all the value that the company can deploy in the system integration is something that is not the organizational model of IBM or HP or SAP. Silicon Graphic or Compaq. That is an edge that seems to be more and more appreciated by our larger accounts.
What about the areas in which you still feel you've got a bit ways to go?
Well, I think the areas like easy to do business with, logistics, the infrastructure.
Notice the on-time delivery. A lot of the reports are saying it was up in the high 70s or something. I can't remember what the figures were, but...
Well, you know, we are doing much better, but we are far away from where we want to be.
Exactly.
We know that we have a way to go.
Not exactly Walmart.
Yeah. And, there's G&A. We still have to work on the G&A, but, the further reduction of the G&A depends on, modern infrastructure, and we are in the process of investing in order to have a more modern infrastructure. So at this point, it's a chicken and the egg.
What happens, the industry model a lot of people are seeing is constant decline on the cost curve and pressure on margin and everything else. How are you going to be able to keep up with that in terms of comes
well,
in,
first
you know,
of all,
competing
you know,
with the compacts and some.
Well, the in the delayering of the industry, you really have a different business model by business in which you participate. This is why the PC business unit is totally separate. Has its own SG&A, its own R&D, its own sales and marketing activity. And if it makes money, it's because it has a business model. It's right on where it's supposed to be. Now, vis-à-vis compact, that has three times the volume that we have an intrinsical disadvantage in economy of scale. But on the other hand, we are growing fast, we are growing even faster than compact. We probably never catch compact. But you cannot say, therefore, we are going to make less money than compact because of the economy of scale. That doesn't mean that we can be very competitive with everybody else. Now, IBM is a common example, of course. In the system business, we are getting very close to a competitive model. On the other hand, you know, we are very conscious of what is we are up against. And, working with eyes very open, because if you consider exactly the observation that you made, the business model that was guiding a company like Compaq 2.5 years ago is the same business model that today makes a system company successful. Compaq 2.5 years ago had 33-34% margin versus 23% SG&A versus 5% R&E versus 2.
Mm-hmm.
The other model is the model of a system company today. So there's only one way to go, which is lower. So you have to continue to strive for efficiency. And this is why this is the area where I said that we have ways to go. But we have a lot of talent now in manufacturing and distribution that make us comfortable that we'll be able to follow the curve that we have. We are not subscale.
Appreciate your
okay.
time and
thank you very much.
You go on for hours,
information,
sure.
Let me know.
Okay.
Thank you.